This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a fast-moving show today. During the first hour, we'll be covering two topics. Dr. Daniel Forger will be joining us to talk about a potential biohack that will allow you to reset a misaligned circadian clock rapidly. Then we're going to be joined by Dr. Sudeshna Ghosh to talk about how triclosan is causing colonization of a potentially dangerous staphylococcus form. And then the top of the second hour, we're going to talk about real-world results with colostrum from listeners on the show who are having great success using colostrum to build strength and muscle. So let's get started right away. Dr. Daniel Forger, how are you?
Oh, very well. Thanks for having me.
Yes, my pleasure. And so this is really an interesting topic. We've talked about this. We've done numerous shows about the importance of not just sleep, but good sleep. We have lots of people who listen to the show who are even pilots who struggle with resetting circadian clocks and so on. So let's talk about what made your group look at this, first of all.
Okay. So I'm originally trained as a mathematician. In fact, my primary appointment is in a mathematics department. But I've always been interested in problems in biological sciences, in particular rhythms. And I got interested in circadian or daily rhythms when I was an undergraduate at Harvard, and was very interested in how we could synchronize or entrain those rhythms best to the external world.
And this makes sense to be a mathematician and do this because, you know, when we talk about rhythms, we're talking about a form of math, or at least math or physics or both, right?
Sure, yeah. It's got to be very quantitative. So the way your circadian clock works is it keeps time on its own, but every day it's got to receive signals from the external world to synchronize it. The key signal, the most important signal, is light. And if you get light at the right times, it will help move you in the right direction. Let's say you're going to Paris, it will move you towards French time. But if you get light at the wrong times, it will not send you to Paris, it will send you to Hawaii and mess you up even further. So that's where the mathematical problem comes from. The question is, when should we get light and how much and so forth?
Okay, now we've talked about the biohack at nighttime. We know that blue light impedes melatonin production. And we've talked about wearing blue blockers if you insist on staying up late to watch, you know, Jimmy Kimmel or somebody like that, to put them on at sundown so that your body can get into that normal rhythm. But another side of the coin is when you wake up in the morning, which we just talked about with Adele Musa from Munster, Germany, using a light box, for instance, in the morning. But once again, the critical thing here is when you use it, not the fact that you do use it. If you use light at the wrong time, you're just screwing circadian rhythm up even more, further, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. So don't use it indiscriminately. I mean, that could really make things a lot worse for you.
So talk about the app. First of all, the app we're going to be talking about is available at the website Entrain, ENTRAIN.org. Talk about the app. So what does the app do?
Okay. So the app, and I should say this is a free app, it was released by the University of Michigan, and what it does is it accesses some schedules that were also just published in a scientific journal called PLOS Computational Biology. And in the paper that just came out there, this came out late last week, we calculated the optimal schedules to get you from one time zone to another. So if you want to go to France or to Germany or Japan, these schedules, based on our paper, show you how to get to that time zone in the quickest amount of time. And what the app does is it wades through that 80 pages of mathematics in the paper and presents you with the actual schedules. So you say, I want to go to Kabul, and you put that into the phone, and it will tell you over the next couple of days what's the best advice or the quickest way to get you to whatever time zone you're going to. Now, some of your listeners, particularly those who are very interested in performance, and that's why I'm very happy to be on this show, may want to follow those pretty regularly or rigidly, because they really want to be at peak performance. Other people may want something that's a little more flexible, you know, because the quickest way to get your clock to, you know, the time in, for instance, Norway or, you know, in China might involve having you get light in the middle of the night or darkness during the middle of the day. So what the app actually does as well is it simulates mathematical models on the iPhone to track your circadian clock and see how well you're doing. These were models I developed when I was an undergraduate at Harvard, and they've been fit against a lot of human data, and they're currently used by NASA and the military and the transportation industry to design their schedules. So the app will also track your circadian rhythm, give you predictions about your sleep drive, and present these optimal schedules to you.
Now, I would pose an additional use for it.
Sure.
Most of us do not adhere to the light and dark schedules, even when we stay in our own hometown month after month, week after week, because we rise at different times and or we do things at night that impede our ability to stay within our circadian rhythm. I would suggest that this would be a great app to use just to get yourself back in where you belong, right in your own hometown.
Oh, absolutely. Or if you're working on shifts, or if you're a college undergraduate who has been up late, you know, late at night for several days, this will, A, give you a prediction about where your circadian clock is, and also how to get back to the new time zone, or to the time zone you want to be at as quick as possible. The app also has another feature. So I discussed, you know, what the app does for your listeners. Again, this is a free app. There are no ads. We're not plugging any products.
And you do need iOS 7, I just found out. I have been putting off downloading iOS 7 painfully forever. But I guess I'm going to have to install it now because I want to use this app. I have to be honest.
Yeah, I have to apologize about that. Again, likewise, unfortunately, there's not an Android version, you know, currently available. And again, that was because this was made by us and not a company, just, you know, by my graduate student, Olivia. The point of this for us is that we hope you use this. And when you use it, you know, you're not sending anything back to us. But if you so choose, you could hit the submit button, and then this will send us anonymously what schedules you've been following and what your goals were. And if you do send that data, you know, it will allow us to really study what people are actually doing in the real world and address some of those questions you were saying before. Are people really messing up their circadian clock by staying up late at night? What are people actually doing when they come across time zones? So I'm very excited about this because this, you know, could be the largest study ever that's been done of human circadian rhythm.
And I can think of a host of other apps that you need to get in touch with so that they can integrate your portion of this. The first one that comes to mind is there's several good heart rate variability monitoring apps out there. And
yeah,
we know that heart rate variability changes with the quantity and quality of sleep. And I can see that this app, your app, could integrate nicely with that as an additional tool to make sure people are sleeping on a schedule that is optimal or best for their health or their performance. That's the first thing that comes to mind right there.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. One additional point is, though, again, we just released this, you know, because the paper was coming out and we wanted to put the science in the hands of everyday people as quick as possible. But again, we're getting a lot of the measurements based on what you're reporting, when you're awake, when you're asleep, and what light levels are you getting. But certainly this could be integrated with other apps and other devices to get more precise measurements or measurements that you really don't have, that are just collected automatically and then are integrated in with this. I should mention, this is part of a study at the University of Michigan, and because of that, we have to be very careful about privacy. We're a lot more careful about this than, you know, than a company, let's say, would be. So that's why we're trying to get the least amount of data from you. Most users, if you don't choose to send your data, we don't get anything from you. Or if you do, it's sent anonymously. But I think you're absolutely right. Future versions of this should really tie into other apps. And, you know, and that could, you know, give this app a whole lot more power.
Well, and we have to take a break, but I have some ideas and I have questions. I'm looking at the app play out right now to learn a little bit more about it. But I have some questions. We're talking right now with Dr. Daniel Forger. We're talking about an app that allows you to prepare yourself for travel, to get yourself into the best possible position so you don't disrupt circadian rhythm as you're abroad. But maybe more importantly, allow you to reestablish the way you should be sleeping and waking while you're right there at home. I see a great value in the app right there, even if you're not traveling. The app is free. You can go to the website Entrain, ENTRAIN.org, to learn more about it. And it is available at the Apple iPhone store. You will need iOS 7 for it. Check it out. We'll be right back.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Anor. We'll be right back.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with Glycosolve. Glycosolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. Human today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Forger. We're talking about an app that allows you to align yourself if you're traveling with the time zone that you're traveling to keep your circadian rhythm in a better rhythmicity, if you will. But I think it has a great application. I'm looking forward to using it just to kind of look at and say, okay, here is where I should be sleeping and waking. Now, in the app, you say to select the best possible light that a person can be in at that particular time of day.
Yes.
Talk about that just for a second. What if the person says, look, I'm going to be in a hotel room. The best I've got is fluorescent lights. Is it going to work?
Sure, that's a very important part of the app, which is that our goal, again, is to put the best information in your hands. So the information that the app is providing you is, in an ideal world, what's the best thing you could do. Now, in reality, you know, you may not have that available to you, or you may just choose you don't want to do it. Or, for instance, let's say you're going for some business trip or some sort of a competition, and, you know, those are particular times where you must have light. So the way the app works is, even though it presents that information to you, you could actually just enter into the app exactly what you did. So you decide what you make the decision. You decide what you want to do, and if it deviates from the schedules, it will just automatically recalculate.
Okay, but is fluorescent light going to be enough? I mean, isn't there certain wavelengths of light that we need that are found in daylight and or devices, illuminating devices that are designed to stimulate the retina and make you think that it's daylight in order to get the best possible synchronization of circadian rhythm here?
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. So first of all, I should say that in terms of the app and synchronization, outdoor light is very good. And, you know, you could mimic outdoor light, you know, indoors, especially if you get enough of that blue spectrum. Mm-hmm. I think you've spoken about this in previous shows.
I got a follow-up app for you. I got a follow, okay. Right? So you create an app that either loads onto a pad, a tablet, an iPhone, and or a laptop, that then makes the screen radiate the adequate amount of light in the right wavelengths to stimulate the eye thinking it's daytime.
Yeah, no, that's a wonderful idea. In fact, about a year ago, we wrote a grant to do that. Unfortunately, the grant was not funded.
How much money do you need to do it?
That grant was actually, it was part of a very much larger study, and I think it was, you know, there was a lot of, I don't remember the exact amount for that specific part, you know, but but the whole grant was for about $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, there's I mean, you take you've got a great app here, and what it does is it gives people something that they've instinctively, intuitively learned to ignore, and gives it to them in numbers, says, okay, here's when you should be waking up, and here's when you should be exposed to light so that you have the best circadian synchronization. But as you point out, not everybody has access to daylight.
Yes.
If they're traveling, it could be nighttime where they are, and all they have is fluorescent lights. So if they had a piece of software, because we know they have software now that adjusts your laptop or computer screen to reduce blue light, it gets more yellow as your local time changes to dusk. Well, all we need is one that actually only produces the lights that stimulate the feeling of daytime and really bumps your monitor up as high as possible. So when the app says, okay, you need to be in full-blown daylight right now, and I don't have full-blown daylight, all I have is fluorescent lights in my room, I sit in front of my laptop and turn on this other piece of software, and I just sit there and bathe my face and my retina in this light.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of really interesting stuff that's coming out with regards to light. People are now actually designing lights in buildings and designing buildings to help the workers inside the buildings better and train.
That's awesome.
Circadian clocks. There's a really fascinating study that came from Stanford a year or two ago. I think it was Jamie Zeitzer, who showed that even while you're asleep, they could flash bright light that will affect your circadian clock, but do it so quickly that the sleep is unaffected.
Wow.
So there's, you know, a lot of very cool stuff that's coming out of this. And I think that's why this study has gotten so much attention. You know, I mean, it's really gotten a tremendous amount of, you know, interest from the public, much more than even I thought it would.
Talk about some of the other features of the app that people may find interesting, please.
Sure. Another feature of the app is that it predicts your sleep drive. So it will also give you a sense of how easy it should be to fall asleep. And again, you know, from that information, you know, the user could hopefully better judge what sorts of schedules to keep. And the basic features really are about getting from one time zone to another and tracking the circadian clock. Again, there are lots of other features that we hope will be integrated in it. But, you know, the thing that I think we're going to learn so much about is when people actually send their data back to us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of the studies that have been done on the circadian clock, and these are very important studies. We would be nowhere without them. But they brought subjects into a fairly carefully controlled lighting environment and did, you know, studies there. And you and I know that the real world is completely different than
right.
that.
Right.
It's related to that. We need those laboratory studies. But in addition to those laboratory studies, I think we also need something like this app to see what people are actually doing in the real world.
Have you reached out to any of the airlines, most notably UPS? Have you reached out to any of the airlines and just say, hey, we just want you to know this is out there. You guys may want to use it with your pilots?
Well, you know, we haven't yet. Again, this just came out a couple of days ago. I will say this, though, that, you know, again, I thought this study would have been a success if we had, you know, over a year, 500,000 people working, using this. But we've had, you know, much, much, much more than that. In fact, over the weekend, we were the number 6 travel app, free travel app, which was above all of the airlines' apps. So it was above Disney World, you know, again. So I think we're really realizing how important this subject is to so many people.
Yeah, yeah. And I can see pilots using this to a great degree as well, because they're the ones who really get trapped, especially those who fly intercontinentally. And UPS does a lot of that, by the way. And they could really benefit from this app, because let's face it, if you can get yourself in a good circadian rhythm position, You're gonna be more alert, well rested, and perform better in the air. And these pilots, you know, another group that could benefit from this, ER emergency room doctors. You know,
oh, absolutely.
I mean, they're forced to make decisions sometimes, and they're whacked out from having irregular sleep patterns and you know, all sorts of bad things happen. I mean, here's another group that desperately needs this. I think it's a great app. I really
yeah.
do.
And one thing that some of your listeners may not realize is that this area of the brain, this clock, controls basically everything in the body, you know. So, and it's been linked to pretty much every major disease.
Yeah.
So again, having this clock properly entrained to the external world is very important.
You know, I want to plug the website again. You can go and learn more about the app by going to entrain.org. But if you go on your iPhone, I would imagine it works on the iPad too. We have an app, and I found out that my iPhone app worked on my iPad before we even produced our iPad app.
Oh, wow.
So you may want to even try downloading it on your iPad and see if your screen resolution may be the issue. But with that being the case, if you go to the Apple, iTunes store, where the apps are, you'll find it. It just says Entrain, Entrain. And it's a free app. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, thanks. And also realize that it's a free app, but if users use it, if your readers use it, it will also help with the science.
Yes, so every time somebody uses it, it is sending data anonymously back to you, reporting how people are using it, right?
Yes, if they choose. So they have to click submit. Oh, okay. So they're in control. So.
And I would suggest that people choose that because who cares how you sleep? I mean, if they make the app better as a result of that, you end up with a better product when you get one of those annoying push notifications saying that you have to upgrade this app. So there you go.
Sure.
Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, Daniel.
It was a pleasure.
Take care.
Yes, thanks. Bye.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Sudeshna Ghosh to talk about something we've talked about on this show before, triclosan. It's out there, and it's doing harmful things. It's one more harmful thing that it's doing we're going to talk about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called... I'm
Welcome back. Sorry for that long break. Okay. Triclosan, triclosan, however you want to pronounce it, it's everywhere. In mouthwash, as we talked about recently, my trip from Mexico. It's even found in some children's cereals. My next guest is Dr. Sudeshna Ghosh, and we're going to talk about one of the things that triclosan may be doing to us. How are you doing, Dr. Ghosh?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, so first of all, describe the design of your study. You looked at the effects of triclosan in the nasal pathogens, right?
Yes, so just to give you some background, triclosan has been detected before in blood and serum of people. It's also found in urine. So because we were working with staff, we decided to look at nasal secretions because no one has looked at it before, and we had nasal secretion samples from healthy people. So we decided to look at the triclosan levels in nasal secretion. And before that, we also had data that triclosan may be promoting biofilm formation. So should I elaborate what biofilms are?
Yes, please. My audience is very interested in this sort of stuff. Please.
Okay, so biofilms are, so bacteria can be free living, meaning they are individually floating around as cells, but they can come together as a biofilm.
Right.
So you can think of biofilm as a community.
Right. And we've actually talked about the biofilms found in mother's milk can sequester viruses and keep them from being absorbed by the baby when they are consuming them. So yeah, so we've talked about biofilms before.
Yeah, so biofilms actually are extremely common in nature. Effectively, most bacteria like to exist in biofilms.
Okay.
And the point is biofilms attach to the surface, and we know that triclosan induces staph to attach to a surface. So, and here we are detecting triclosan in nasal secretions. And the next part of the study was we looked in the lab, not in any human or rat, just on a bench scale model, if triclosan makes stuff attached to different human proteins or even inert surfaces like glass or plastic.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. The triclosan that is being found in the nasal passages of humans,
mm-hmm,
is not necessarily being introduced into the nose, correct? I mean, it could be
absorbed
into the body.
No, it's environmental exposure.
Yeah, yeah. And I want people to understand this because
of those... Yeah, that's actually a very important point. It's not that these people are treated. Hello?
Yes, no, I'm listening to you. I didn't want to interrupt
you. It's not they're being treated, but we are using it so much. We are using it in our, we don't even realize where it is. It's in so many of these creams and different hand soaps and toothpaste. So, and even there, I don't think eventually it got past triclosan being used in children's toys, but it's everywhere. And this environmental exposure creates, so it's absorbed in the body and it accumulates. So, which is why we are finding it in blood and milk and urine. And so this nasal secretion is part of the same story, that it's just accumulating in the body.
Okay, so now let's talk about, now, most staphylococcus is fairly innocuous and doesn't do anything, but this particular one, or aureus, has been linked to some issues, correct?
Yeah, so what the Staphylococcus aureus, some strains are more virulent than other strains, but what it does is, we know that about one-third of the population is normally colonized by Staphylococcus aureus.
Right.
When a person is healthy, it often doesn't matter, but then there is a problem, they go in for a surgery, and they have a weaker immunity or they have a cut, and people who are colonized by Staphylococcus aureus in the nasal cavity have a higher chance of getting infected. And when people get this after a surgery, these infections can become fatal also.
Right, I want to point something out. So sinusitis is a very, very big problem today. There are some people that, in order to get rid of their sinusitis, they must undergo very, very dangerous surgery. And Staphylococcus aureus has been linked directly to developing sinusitis, which makes it very relevant to this discussion if you're finding the triclosan in nasal excretion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what effectively triclosan does is that it predisposes people to colonization by Staphylococcus aureus. And predisposes them to further risk down the line. So this is, our study is a correlation. So I would still want to point out that we have data, Staphylococcus aureus induces biofilm formation, and we find that in rats treated with triclosan, they have a higher level of colonization. What we are finding is higher level of triclosan, higher level of colonization.
Okay, now I want to talk about something else that is indirectly in this discussion.
Sorry, could you, yes. The volume of your voice is very low, and I'm not, could you, please?
I can make it louder, sure, uh-huh. Absolutely. Here, yeah. Is that a little bit better for you? Is that better?
Slightly more, maybe.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that in your research, you talk about two different types of microbe phyla, which are Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes, right?
I didn't hear you properly.
I don't know what the problem is. I have my microphone turned up
okay,
as high
so
as
it's
I can.
Fine. Could you, if you could just repeat that?
You talk about Firmicutes in this research, right? And we have discussed Firmicutes on the show in the past as it relates to a linkage between diversity of the microbes in the body and obesity. And it appears that triclosan affects Firmicutes. Is that correct?
So, did I talk about Firmicutes in my paper?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
Okay. So, Firmicutes have, so one thing to understand is that Firmicutes actually form the largest group of gut bacteria.
Okay.
And so it's not E. coli. People think when they've got gut bacteria, they're the common ones. No, but it's the bacteroides that are the largest. They constitute about half the different phyla inside the gut.
But the point is that
there could be a relation there, but that's not part of, wasn't part of our study to look at how obesity is influenced.
No. I understand that. I know that. That's why I said this is indirect discussion.
Yes.
But what I wanted to say was you did find a relationship between the triclosan and the amount of Firmicutes in the nasal passages, correct?
No, we did not.
Okay. Maybe I am... So
our study right now is just an observation. We are still working on why it is happening. Is it something Staphylococcus aureus is doing, or is it a microbial ecology problem in the sense that it is changing the composition of bacteria in the nasal cavity?
Okay.
So no, we didn't directly report any ecological factor here that other bacteria are reducing, that's why this is increasing, because we don't have that data yet.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick up the discussion on the other side. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Sudeshna Ghosh. We're talking about how triclosan may be influencing pathogens in the nasal cavity. Now, this may seem like something innocuous, but it's not, because these nasal pathogens have been linked to approximately 19,000 deaths in the year 2005. Most Staphylococcus is fairly innocuous and lives with us peacefully, but this particular form, Staphylococcus aureus, has been linked to a variety of other diseases and disorders. So what do you hope clinicians and lay people take away from your research, Dr. Ghosh?
So what I am hoping is that there is more awareness of the fact that people may be using a antimicrobial soap, first of all, which they do not need, which has been shown by other studies. And second, what my study shows is that they may be putting themselves at further risk in the future. In the future, if they have a disease or if they are going in for a surgery, they are putting themselves at risk. So it's not just people are overusing something that they do not need to use. It actually may be harmful.
Yes, absolutely. And I guess, we really need to get this information to the companies that make these products. I know that there's a big push right now to get,
yes,
to get triclosan.
I know that Minnesota is trying to ban triclosan use in personal care products as well as medical products. For example, certain sutures use triclosan.
Really?
Yes, and I find it actually really based on, so I have worked with other pathogens also, but we are still working on the data and I do not want to comment on it, but I really feel that is something that needs to be re-examined. Using it in medical facilities for giving baths or sutures, that is something I do not know if it's harmful, or at least so far the studies show it doesn't really help much.
Well, triclosan is actually found in a couple children's cereals, believe it or not. I want to say it's either Fruit Loops or it's one of the cereals that has multicolored corn-based cereal. And I have no idea why they would put it in children's cereal. That's baffling to me.
Yeah, I think that particular use is banned in Europe.
Ah, okay.
So I'm not sure about regulations in the U.S. I do know that Europe regulates it much more stringently than the U.S. does, but although the U.S. is right now moving towards more consciousness, so FDA has asked these companies who use antimicrobial soaps and products to show that it's actually useful. So there is much more debate about on this topic right now, and I hope what I feel, so one of the things is that I feel that our study or what we are doing actually might influence or might show them how to, what is actually happening, instead of it's just companies showing, oh, it's useful, we are also studying it, and we know that it's not just us, there are so many people, if you know triclosan, with most antibiotics, they are washing down the drain, and they are right. accumulating in rivers and streams, and they actually select for antibiotic-resistant bacteria. That's another problem.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show today to talk about this, and hopefully people will start to pay more attention to products that have triclosan in it, stay away from it. It's not good. It's not good. We've known it's not good for a long time.
Yeah, so one of the things people should do before buying is that look at the contents. What is the active ingredient? It's so easy to miss the active ingredient sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. Listen, thank you so much for being on the show today, Dr. Ghosh.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Mark Burton, and we're going to talk about some real-world evidence that colostrum is working. For this audience, you're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Where mind, muscle, and body come for intense training. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching, muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Just want to remind everybody, we have a special offer from Aura MD for the Aura MD product from Trusted Health Products. Save over $90 when you buy seven bottles, a seven-bottle super pack, never available to anyone else before but the Superhuman Nation. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Aura MD banner ad today to learn more. Okay. My next guest is also a sponsor of the show, but we had to have him back on because we did an interview about a month and a half ago with a fellow named Alex who came on the air and said, and he wasn't paid to, he's just a guy we found out on the forums, actually. Rob Regish found him. He talked about the fact that he buys a kilo of colostrum a month. He takes 100 grams a day, generally around his workouts, and added 6 pounds of lean body mass of muscle in a single month. And that caused a lot of people to want colostrum. So Mark Burton from Immunodynamics, they make the best, and they make the best colostrum product in the world, certified first 6-hour colostrum. It produced in a way that no one else produces colostrum, put together a kilo package for our audience, and people have been buying it, and so we're going to talk about that. How you doing, Mark?
Great. Good to be back, Carl.
That's a lot to say, isn't it? Anyway, okay, so you've gotten a lot of emails from this audience so far who've been using colostrum. I want to just start out with one that came from a guy who's actually been on the show. He trains young athletes. He has his own gym. I believe it's in Texas. His name is Garrett Denyer. And Garrett sent an email to Rob Regish and I, said, last week when I heard your listener was using 80 to 100 grams of colostrum pre-workout, I decided to do the same. I started out with 60 grams of Percoba and noticed a dramatic difference. Now, this is a guy who trains other athletes. So he's not the placebo guy, okay? Even on low-carb days, it gave me a serious pump and improved stamina, and I swear, a better sense of well-being. I'll get back to you and let you know about body recomposition, strength, size increases, and improve it. Then on 4/15/14, knock it down to 40 grams. Oh, this is what you sent to him. You said knock it down to 40 grams pre-workout. Why did you say that?
What he said to me.
Oh, okay.
After I talked with him.
He knocked it down to 40 grams pre-workout, still feels strong, and experiencing an increase in vascularity and muscle pump. I have yet to try the second dose at night, but I'm planning to do so. As I mentioned on our phone conversation, this was to you, I truly believe your product is up there with creatine and Synthogen. I'm recommending it to all of my athletes this summer to add size and strength. Also, I'd like to mention your customer service is one of the best I have yet to experience. Interesting. The last time I received a follow-up call from a supplement I purchased, let's see, that was never happened until I did last week with your company. Thank you so much for all your help. So you had him knock it down to 40 grams, and he's still experiencing the same thing. And this is something you said to me. Because of the quality of your colostrum, you can't compare it to the other stuff out there, can you?
No, you can't. I mean, you start with the raw material that's superior in the first place, and then, you know, we're process people, and we work on it all the time, have best processes in the industry. It's delicate stuff, and we're good at it, Carl.
So, I mean, what's different? I know that yours tastes different. Yours doesn't have that metallic taste that a lot of the other colostrum has. Actually, yours tastes like buttery cheese. In fact, when someone asked me to describe what it tastes like, I said it tastes like the cheese coating on cheese doodles or something like that. So yours definitely tastes better. What makes it? Is it the 6-hour or is it the process or is it both?
It's handling. Our suppliers are trained to handle, you know, the colostrum in a manner that's appropriate for a dairy product, which means collecting it cleanly, cooling it off, storing it appropriately. And then when we get in the plant here, we're the most diligent about weeding out anything that is going to detract from what you just mentioned. So we don't just, you know, throw everything we have together and say, well, we're going to come out on the average. No. We try to build every batch a super batch.
Let me ask you a question. In your estimation, you've been in the colostrum business. Your dad started this company, right?
That's correct.
You've been in the colostrum business for how many years now?
Personally, 30.
And,
company, 35.
35 for the company. Okay. How many, in your estimation, how many colostrum supplying companies out there today on the internet produce their own colostrum?
There's about five or maybe six manufacturers of any consequence, and you know there's, I couldn't count.
There's hundreds of people that sell colostrum.
Or 500, 1,000, I don't know.
But they all make it look like they produce their own colostrum. But the reality is that there's maybe five, including yourself, out there that actually produce colostrum.
That's right.
Okay. And if you had to compare yourself to those other companies, what do you think the top three things that they do, not what you do different, that they do that you don't? Because we've talked about the things that you do in processing and collection and all. What do they do that you don't? And I have a feeling you know, and you want to be cautious about what you say, that makes their product inferior.
A collection is, you know, the first thing. You have to have the material. So most of the products are a two-milking product. Some go out to three. Some go into a close to a one. And they're making a product that is, you know, running, 70% of our bioactivity. So the gap has narrowed there some over the years. But they still, you know, we still have a sizable lead on the bioactivity of the raw material. I know for a fact that we are extremely, I can't remember if I spoke about this before or not. But
well, then repeat it anyway. Even in
our diligence, when we're putting a batch together, of looking at every single unit is not approached in the industry. And I can't remember if I said this either, but everybody here has independent, okay, so we have our static parameters that a raw material must make, but everyone here is deputized, able, authorized to reject anything that they find suspect in any way, even if it's not one of the static parameters, and nobody questions them on it. It's just, you know, they... what I'm saying is I don't go out and say, well, you guys should have been using this. I never do it.
Right.
They're pros, and we're building handcrafted batches that end up being extremely consistent.
So, theoretically, anybody who works for the company that is in the plant at that moment, who sees something that they think is subpar for the quality that you produce, they can basically, for lack of better terms, stop the line and say, that's not going in a jar.
Absolutely.
So it's not one of these things that it goes from one end to the other end blindly into the jar, and you only find out that there's something wrong with it when a customer opens it up and goes, whoa, what the hell is this? Which is probably the way most companies operate.
You know, the best thing you can have in business is, you know, knowledge doubles every 3 years. You have to have knowledge. You have to be current. You have to be informed and educated. But truly the best thing you can have in any business is people that pay attention to what they're doing. And we have that in spades.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got more testimonials that we're going to get into. And I have questions for Mark Burton. In the meantime, if you've never tried the Percoba product, you have an opportunity to get not only a jar of Extra Edge colostrum, but some colostrum lozenges and a portable hand battery-operated hand mixer when you use the coupon code SHR, or you can get a kilo of colostrum for a special reduced price, a savings of $40, I want to say, when you use the coupon code SHR and the number 2. And you can go to superhumanradio.com and learn more. There are banner ads there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Mark Burton from Immunodynamics. They're a sponsor of the show. I eat colostrum. Mark can tell you. I go through about a kilo a month. And I know I eat way more than I probably need to, but I love this stuff. I can't help it. I love throwing spoonfuls of it in my mouth, sipping just a dropper full of water, and just kind of letting it turn into a little mush in my mouth, and I love the flavor. I'll tell you what else I love to do. I love to take raw unpasteurized virgin coconut oil, put it in a little hot water so it liquefies, and spoon mixing colostrum right into it, stirring it up, putting it back in the fridge. I call it muscle butter. In fact, thanks to Alex Ivanov in the Ukraine, he reminded me the other day I did a 48-hour fast, and he said, "Are you going to break your fast using colostrum and coconut oil?" And I said, "I wasn't, but you reminded me, so that's what I did." This stuff is fantastic, by the way. Okay, so this came to Jenny, who works over there at Immunodynamics. She's just emailing to give some feedback on the product. I'm glad I'm a member of the Superhuman Radio Network. Otherwise, I would have never discovered Percoba. What a great product your company has. The taste is amazing. And I've noticed some differences at 4 scoops daily already. So 4 scoops is basically 4 teaspoons. Is that right? The scooper that comes with it?
That's right. 1.5 grams a teaspoon, so 6 grams.
Okay. For a hard training athlete who engages in a range of martial arts strength training at least 6 times weekly. So this guy is really training hard. Would you recommend that 4 scoops will be enough, or should I bump it up? I've tried other colostrum products, and yours outperforms them by far. You can really taste the difference. Thank you for your help. And this is from Ilya. who I'm trying to think. I think it's Ilya Posnak. He lives either in the UK. I have to check while you're talking where he lives. But go ahead. I'm sorry. What do you think about that? Does he need more than four scoops?
Well, we're seeing that. You know, I'm really tuned into recovery and immunology. And so my recommendations, what I'm learning, some of it from your customers, is, you know, the six grams, I think, is a very good amount for recovery and also for digestive health. But the folks who are really looking for size and strength and lean mass seem to be benefiting from, you know, higher doses. And some of people are going up to 60, but one thing that I'm working with them on is to see how low we can go down and still maintain this pump and vascularity.
The lowest effective dose.
Yep, we're working on it. It's not a, you know, a controlled test. It's interactions with customers. So we're gonna be gaining some useful information in that regard. But yeah, higher doses. You know, if you're looking at lean mass, size, strength, they're beneficial.
But you still don't believe 100 grams a day is necessary. You feel more like 40 to 50 grams is really more than enough, huh?
I do. And if you're using somebody else's product and you're using 75 grams, I'd cut it to 50 with ours.
Yeah. Ilya does live in South Australia. I'm sorry about that, Ilya. So I said the UK. Let's see. The next one comes from, who is this? Let's see here. Thank you for your swift and informative response. As soon as I finish up the, this is another brand. You put it in here, so you want me to write it, say it, right? Immune Tree Colostrum. I'll be
you
in touch.
You just did.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I may as well, right? But this is, that's what this other guy, so Alex C, who came on and said he's doing a kilo a month, he was buying his from Immune Tree. Who is Immune Tree? Do they make their own colostrum, Mark?
No, they don't.
So they just buy colostrum somewhere else.
That's correct.
So theoretically, they could chop around for the lowest price colostrum this month and the lowest price colostrum next month and fill your order with it. You're not having any continuity in product.
Well, a lot of people do that. I can't speak specifically to Immune Tree, but yes, many people do that.
He says, I'm an avid powerlifter, CrossFitter, runner, and colostrum has been a game changer for me. Some of the athletic benefits, there's a long list. A few include increased endurance, stamina, muscle fullness. These have all been shown in science, too, by the way. He says, I constantly feel pumped. Slight but steady increase in strength, shortened recovery time, which has enabled me to train twice a day, 2 to 3 times a week. Wow. Overall training 5 to 6 days per week. Joint and tendon pain is virtually gone. Let's talk about that. Mark that one down in your head. Stop taking fish oil while on colostrum. Strangers have made several comments that I look like I'm in my early 20s, but will be 30 in May. And lastly, people in the gym have approached me and said, I'm built like Captain America and Superman. I've never in my life received so many positive comments from complete strangers, and I owe it to colostrum. Wow, that's saying a lot right there. Mental, I am also a combat veteran, and colostrum has... Is this the same? This is the same guy, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also a colostrum combat veteran. Who has time to train this much? This guy is great. And colostrum has seemed to help me with many of my symptoms that I experience on a daily basis. I struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder. I've tried a large array of medications from sleep, anxiety, and depression. Colostrum has helped me experience deeper sleep, less anxiety, more mental focus, feeling, here's another guy, a sense of well-being. The product is truly amazing. So let's talk about two things here, first of all. Has colostrum been linked? I guess it could be, because if it balances your immune system, inflammation goes down, right?
That's true. That is true. When you have people with moderate arthritis, we often get considerable improvement. When it's advanced, not as great amount of improvement.
Yeah, I can see that. What about this? Everybody talks about a sense of well-being. What is it about colostrum you think that imparts this sense of well-being?
Well, I should have reviewed some of the hormonal information. There's several hormones. Relaxin is probably one of them that is soothing. It's soothing, you know, and his mental outlook has probably helped his athletic improvements as well.
I'm thinking about it. You said relax, and that's something that also reduces renal back pressure and can lower blood pressure. I read a study a long time about that, relaxin. So that's interesting. What do you think? You think that colostrum could play a role in hypertension?
I haven't explored it enough to give a considered opinion on it, Carl.
Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot here, Mark. Okay. But customer service is another one that rings true over and over again. And I think that's an important one, because if you've never used colostrum, quite often you probably think, you know, do I want to do this? Do I want? And a lot of times people feel like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to like dealing with this company. What if I have a problem? You guys respond pretty quickly if anybody has a concern, don't you?
We do. We do. And in fact, I have to make an apology now. We had a server replaced last week, and so I am missing some follow-up calls of the notes to get to them. And I attempt to call every single new customer and get their take on the product and if they have satisfaction. So any of those folks that have a question, whether they have satisfaction or not, you know, you learn just as much from people who don't as that do. The do is more fun, but they're welcome to call us, and I will listen diligently and try to give them satisfaction or the information they need to get it.
So take a chance. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more customer testimonials and questions and more to talk about with Mark Burton from Immunodynamics. They produce the Percoba product. I use it religiously. I love this stuff. I can't get enough of it. I am guilty of eating it right out of the jar with a spoon, and I have consumed an entire jar in a single day. I know I'm a hog. What can I say? We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
In what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Superhumans using Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percoba banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This comes from Josh Thierman. He says, I first heard about Prokoba from Superhuman Radio. I randomly stumbled on the podcast, downloaded a few episodes, and was blown away. Needless to say, once I ordered Prokoba's colostrum a few days later, I was blown away again. At this time, I had a nasty sinus infection. This is really good, especially after the last interview, which usually happens 3 times a year. I started taking 6 grams every 2 hours, and in 72 hours, the infection was completely gone. For anyone who has had issues with sinus infection, this is incredible, considering the most infections last a week and a half, if not longer. I have since continued to use Prokoba's colostrum a minimum of twice a day, generally surrounding my workouts, and I have noticed my recovery time has improved greatly. When it comes to making gains in the weight room consistently, a healthy immune system and the ability to recover are paramount, and quite frankly, the same thing, by the way. I highly recommend Prokoba to anyone and everyone. Whether you are an active individual that needs a boost in recovery or someone who is inactive and constantly sick, this product works. Colostrum, but more specifically, Prokoba's colostrum will give you what you need and more. It is the perfect wellness product. That sounds like a commercial in and of itself. As a final note, the staff and the president of the company, Mark Burton, are down-to-earth people. They will go out of their way to answer any question you have and help you in any way possible. If you don't believe me, call in. You might just get to speak to Mr. Burton himself. Name other companies that will give every customer that kind of attention and respect. There are few and far between. That's Josh Thierman. This was I did not solicit this email, by the way. I just want to be clear on something. So once again, we talk about immune function. So let's talk about this just for a second, Mark. We know that Olympic athletes and athletes who train very, very hard are on the brink of getting sick all the time. We know that athletes that train very, very hard deplete their bodies of glutamine, which is critical for the stomach. And the stomach's health is critical for the microbiome, and the microbiome's health is critical for the immune system. Colostrum has been around for a long time and well known to help the gut, does it not?
I would say that in the human market, 40% of our sales, if not more, are for people with digestive issues, the biggest one being leaky gut syndrome and the associated problems.
And in fact, there was a study that just showed that Adele Moussa sent me, and I don't know if we talked about this on the air or not. I got to go dig it up, that shows that colostrum can actually reverse leaky gut syndrome.
Yes. I'm not aware of anything that works as well in leaky gut situations. And it's also a reason that that athletes are not, we discussed this, and I can't remember the specific article, but that athletes don't have the intense nausea endurance athletes when they're done working out. It's malabsorption, you know. Your stomach is essentially opened up. It's become leaky.
Yeah, and it's very dangerous. So let me tell you some of the things that can cause problems as a result of leaky gut. I talked about one yesterday with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino. The vagus nerve, which is basically, if you're an old-timer like me, you remember when cars had something called a wiring harness. It was like the central nervous system of the car. It ran through usually through the tunnel where your transmission was and connected all of the electronics to the front of the car. Well, the vagus nerve is similar to that. The vagus nerve connects every nerve in your toes to your brain, and everything along the way pretty much comes into the vagus nerve. But more importantly, heart rate is controlled by the vagus nerve and a variety of other things as well.
Well, the vagus nerve runs and is attached to the side of the gut. If you have leaky gut syndrome, think of it this way. You have a bag of acid and you have a nerve attached to the outside of it. The bag starts to leak. The acid starts to erode the nerve attached to it. This is exactly what happens in leaky gut syndrome. Leaky gut syndrome can lead to something that we did a show about years ago called Rommel syndrome, which is when the gut causes changes in heart rate. People go to the doctor and they have arrhythmias and the doctor wants to put them on medications when the problem really is related to the gut leaking, the acids and the foods inside the gut getting into the vagus nerve and causing the problem. Correct the gut, the problem goes away. So when you talk about leaky gut, people think, oh, a leaky gut, you know. No, these particles that should not be ending up in the bloodstream and infiltrating the nervous system bypass the digestive process and start infiltrating the bloodstream and the nervous system. Not a good thing. So everybody should be concerned about leaky gut syndrome, especially if you're eating wheat-based products, because we know that wheat-based products cause this to the greatest degree. And if you've already been diagnosed with IBS, GERD, ulcerative colitis, colostrum is a must for you. A must for you. Am I being too strong, you think, Mark?
No, I'm not prone to oversell, but it is the finest digestive health product available for healing and inflammation reduction. Now, you need probiotics are great. Prebiotics are great, and probiotics are even better. You have to have an appropriate flora, but healing and inflammation reduction itself, colostrum is an excellent tool.
Somebody messaged me on Facebook and said, sure, you can eat a jar in one day. You get the stuff for free. I want to go on the air right now and tell them, I don't get anything for free. I mean, I pay for my product. Whether I actually send Mark a check or I reduce his fees for sponsorship, we still trade dollars. Is that a truth or is that a lie, Mark?
That is absolutely true, Carl.
Okay. All right. I want to be clear about something. I'm not getting anything for free. Same thing with Aura MD. I needed some more skin lotion and Aura MD for my teeth. And basically what I do is instead of sending him a check, I say, okay, send me an invoice, and I put that against his invoice and reduces. So I'm still using my dollars to pay for my products. I don't get anything for free. I want to be clear about that.
Hey, Carl, I gotta share something with
please.
You. Josh Thierman. Okay, so you get down the first few paragraphs, and you stated, this sounds like a commercial, so I got to tell you this story. All right, I'm in here in my office, a fairly high-powered businessman sitting across the desk from me, and we're having a meeting about doing some business together. And Josh Thierman calls, who I had never met before, or never talked to before. And Mike Helms, the plant manager, comes in, hands me the phone, and I'm talking with this, you know, important person in my business. And I'm like, really, Mike? He says, yeah, take the call. So I take the call, and I've got it on speakerphone, and it was the most sunshine and rainbow thing anybody has ever said to me, and it was right in front of this potential customer. The deal was finished within 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. And another thing about Josh is he was a major college athlete, varsity athlete, and he had a lot of injuries. And he believes that he's healing, really healing better than he has at any time since his college career was over. And, in fact, he has introduced me to the director of strength and conditioning for that university. It's a top 10 basketball, football, track, volleyball university. And he trains professional athletes besides his job there. And he also gets players ready for the combines.
Right. That's a hell of a workout.
He's a huge believer in colostrum, and I think that he when I get by there, we have agreed to meet, and I think he's going to change his supplier. So we'll see how that turns out.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. And I think Garrett Denyer said the same thing. I mean, I think he's got a gym, if I remember correctly, and he's thinking about offering colostrum to. So here's another idea. If you're out there, if you're a personal trainer, if you are a gym owner, If you are a life coach and you want to offer colostrum to your clients, reach out to Mark Burton and see if you can't become a distributor of the product. That's cool, right, Mark?
Please. We would like to get into that market. In fact, we've sent some email blasts. And to be honest with you, they have the response has not been very positive. I mean, there's no negative response, but the response, there hasn't been a lot of it. And the few clinics that I do work with, they're very happy with the product. So I definitely like to use that avenue to get the product to more people who can benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to talk about best practices for a second, because this is a subject. I mean, there's one last email here, but it's about customer service. I just ordered my second bottle of colostrum powder. Your detailed and informative response to my questions were part of the what convinced me to try it in the first place and keep using it. So thank you. That came from Pete Jablonski. Just out of curiosity, you can ship to other countries, it appears, huh?
We do. Jenny's okay. Pretty good at it, you know.
Yeah.
It varies shipment by shipment, but she's very good at getting it through. In consumer amounts, it's fairly straightforward.
Yeah, there you go. But now let's talk about best practices for a second. If you are using the product because you want to have a better immune system, what is the most effective dosing you should do and how frequently?
I would probably use about 3 grams of powder twice a day.
So that's three scoops. That's three scoops, right?
No. One scoop twice a day.
Okay.
And you can do even less. Like the lozenges, just because of their perfect mucosal exposure, they're 200 milligrams each. If you take 2 to 4 of those a day, we have seen circulating antibody levels rise between 10 and 18%, I believe. Hematocrit as well, red and white cell volume. And that brings me to something I did want to mention today.
Please.
Because it'll be interesting to your customers. That's not a function of absorbing the antibodies in colostrum. It's a causal effect. It causes your own body to produce more antibody. And I have a perfect explanation of this. Can't remember if I shared it before or not. Gentleman in the UK, multifocal motor neuropathy.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out it's a he has to have transfusions, antibody transfusions, on a time basis. Well, two things, observations of his. One, that he can use two-thirds the amount of R's as he has other products and get relief. Relief in this case is very simple. It is the ability to use his arm. Okay? Mm. So it goes to the issue of potency. And the second thing that I find extremely interesting is that he is able to, instead of having, I forget his exact schedule, but instead of having to have a transfusion every 2 weeks, he's out to 3 weeks or beyond. So it goes to the point of him creating more of his own antibodies. And so that I put in here as a preface to something that's probably of more interest to your listeners.
Well, and it's ironic because we've been talking about planned phlebotomization as a mode to anti-aging, because we accumulate things as we age. And this is part of the mitochondrial theory on aging. And so I'm about to embark on every other month, 1 pint blood donations at the Red Cross for the next year and 2 months to literally rid myself of old blood and all of the toxins and waste products with that, and make my body produce new blood. So now you just gave me another. I have certain things I'm going to do as a result of this, like get a massage the morning of to get stuff out of the lymph fluid and into the bloodstream, and then donate blood. I'm going to follow that up with copious amounts of colostrum. So that makes perfect sense. And
a wise choice. Yes, it makes perfect sense. What I wanted to get at here was IGF. And we all know that there's IGF in colostrum. some of us know that the majority of IGF in your body or in any food is bound. There's six binding proteins, and it's a regulatory mechanism. It holds it for when you need it. Does it make sense, Carl?
Yep.
Okay. Now, some research demonstrates that IGF is raised. Some shows no effect. I believe there is some effect, but it's still ambiguous. But here's a quote from an article. Interestingly, research suggests that the growth factor IGF-1 in colostrum is not directly absorbed into the body, yet consumption of colostrum nonetheless increases IGF levels in the blood, perhaps by stimulating its natural release. Now, I think there's a lot of things that happen with colostrum that are not just you absorb a carbohydrate and you have energy. It causes things to happen.
Yeah. You know, I have a question for you before we talk about some other best practices. Is there lacked albumin in colostrum?
There would be a small amount. I mean, in a whey protein, beta-lactoglobulin and alpha-lactalbumin would be the primary proteins.
Okay. Is there lactoferrin? Is it called lactoferrin? Lactoferrin?
Yeah, there's a lot of lactoferrin in colostrum.
Yeah, lactoferrin has been associated with some increases in muscle gain, as well as where the possible erythropoietic effect, increase in red blood cells as well. It's one of the most usable forms of iron, is it not?
Well, things are so multifunctional as we gain more knowledge. You know, lactoferrin can bind iron, all right?
Okay, that's what it is maybe.
Now, but it does more than that. It can bind iron and starve certain bacteria. I would have to look them up. I can't remember which ones explicitly. But iron-loving bacteria that are detrimental to you and thus, you know, decrease their proliferation. Now, however, it also transports iron to
okay.
the bloodstream.
So what? So how does that benefit you? How does it benefit somebody?
Well, you need iron for hemoglobin.
Okay, so that's what you mean by transfer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about best practices for athleticism and strength. You feel strongly that 40 grams a day is more than enough, right?
I do. I'm listening to the clients, you know, and they're having results at 60 and 80 and 40 and 20. And so we're trying to figure out, at what level your money is best spent.
But here's my suggestion. If you're going to take 40 grams, I take 20 pre and 20 post workout. Have it in your bloodstream during the workout and then another big peak right after your workout. That's my suggestion. You have any opinions on that?
I think it makes perfect sense. And I'm coming to, again, because I'm more in tune immunologically than athletically, I'm coming to that way of thinking with the experiences from my customers.
Yeah.
I think you're right, Carl.
Okay. Do we want to cover anything else before we wrap this up, Mark?
Oh, let me just take a peek if I got anything in particular. While I'm doing that, again, anyone that I have not contacted, I am sorry. It's not a lot of fun when your computer's quit on you. So they are welcome to call me at 800-634-5229, and whether it's good or bad, please.
Yeah, he wants to hear from you.
Do so.
I just stay. You know what? We're going to go ahead and pull the plug on the show anyway. Just stay with me. So anyway, I want to thank my guests today, and who were they? There we go. I want to thank Dr. Daniel Forger. You can go to Entrain, ENTRAIN.org, to learn more about the app that will allow you to both plan your circadian rhythm reset if you're traveling, as well as get it in line if you're staying at home. It's a free app for your iPhone only, and you do need iOS 7 to run it. Check that out. Also, Dr. Sudeshna Ghosh for coming on and talking about how triclosan, which you don't have to introduce through your nose, you're getting it in your hand soap and your sanitizer, everything else, how triclosan is causing an increase in a gram-positive staphylococcus known as aureus that has been linked to sinusitis as well as endocarditis, which is a heart problem. People who have endocarditis have more of this staphylococcus in their nasal passages, as well as diabetic wound healing issues. Diabetics tend to have a lot more of this staphylococcus in their nasal passages. We didn't get into that because I was kind of having a hard time understanding the good doctor as she was having a hard time understanding me. So stay away from triclosan products. And, of course, Mark Burton, who is with us right now, talking about his colostrum product, which is by far the best colostrum product in the world. I sought out to bring Percoba Immunodynamics to this show for selfish reasons, because I love their colostrum. I know it works. And if you're spending a ton of money on supplements and you're not buying colostrum and you're looking to gain muscle, endurance, be healthier, all the things that we talk about on this show, you're missing the boat. Colostrum is really a superhuman supplement. Mark, thanks for being on the show today. Say hello to Jenny for us, okay?
I'll do it. Hey, Carl.
Yes.
Anybody who's sitting on the fence, you know, if they take the leap and they'll be satisfied, but if they're not, I will make it right with them.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense right there. All right. Listen, thanks for being on the show today, Mark.
Okay.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
He's got the information that's perfectly healthy for you to snack on. He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.